The Bike Back Ribbon Society presents the Black Ribbon Bike Hour. This is show number one.
This is a public service warning from the Pirate Radio Network.
It's the Black Ribbon Bicycle Hour. After the show, you'll want to take a cold shower. Yeah. You talk bikes, speak true to power. My name is Chris Daisy, just like the Bower. Let me introduce you to Evan Larson. Funny as hell, just like Johnny Carson. Well, we're not Dave, big ass brain, speed, endurance, threshold for pain. But here's the joke, he doesn't mind being the designated slowpoke. Nah, it's not how fast you go, it's making sure you get there. Black Ribbon Bicycle Hour starts now.
A pangalactic cycling universe that bypasses your cochlea and directly stimulates your ventral tegmental area. Your amygdala is already ramping up for the amount of happiness you are about to partake in. Find a safe space, lay down, and be prepared for anything.
Greetings, listener. We come to you today howling at subliminal speed through the dark manifold of interconnected tubes we call the internet. We reside somewhere between the dark web and grandma's Instagram photos of her yard flamingos. In other words, we know how to make your yard flamingo explode. Abandon all hope, ye who enter here.
Yes, yes, resplendent in ultra smurf camouflage pajamas. All hail, bike black ribbon dark lord, Evan Larson.
And to my right, sitting on his piano bench made out of souls of vanquished enemies, Chris Daisy.
Souls are so nice on my derriere.
David, why are you levitating in the middle of the room?
Because I can, man.
Get down Chris. From there. You'll break your neck.
It's nice up here. Hey, Chris, can you pass me another beer?
Ow!
You know, I spilled my last one because the winds of Hades were blowing through here. We should really get that damn storm door fixed.
Yeah, this is kind of like Amityville Horror House.
Yeah, storm doors. I'm on it. I'm all over it. Fucking goddamn dogs breaking more shit. Hold on. Gomez. Where's Gomez? Get over here, man. Help me out.
As Evan repairs the storm door to the vestibule of hell, let's take a moment to remind our listener that tonight and every night, Fat Bike Radio is brought to you by the Surly Ride Pants. Chris over there is wearing them.
Ooh, yeah.
His nether regions are being caressed.
Uh-huh. And girded.
Stretchy.
Stretchy ride pants. Yes, yes.
Learn more about bikes, parts, pants, chaos at surlybikes.com.
Who's going to introduce Gomez?
Hi, my name is Gomez, and I like bikes.
Hi, Gomez.
I think our listener knows who he is by now.
Indeed. So I've probably deleted many of our listeners' comments. It never happened. I didn't say that. So since we're expanding beyond how wide your damn tires are to, well, nice tires, whatever width, way to go. Don't be such a roadie unless you're riding on the road, roadie. We're going to talk about pub crawlers, which probably involves riding on the road unless you live someplace where, I don't know, they don't have pavement.
Pubs are loosely defined.
As are roads.
Yes.
As is crawling.
As are podcasts. So I guess we should start this pub crawler segment since we're talking about a new kind of bike. And what we're talking about here is the pub crawler. Chris over there.
Yeah.
He's the architect of this segment. So I shall turn it over to him for a moment. I'm going to stop talking.
Yeah.
Really, I am.
So, what a pub crawler is supposed to be is, you know, a pretty cheap bike that you can ride to the bar and lock up or forget to lock up. Doesn't really matter. If it gets ripped off, you're out $100, you know. That's what they're supposed to be.
Right.
Me, because I own a bicycle shop and I'm surrounded by shiny frickin' objects all day long, can't seem to stay under that $100 threshold.
Yeah, you told me the other day, we started talking about it. He's like, oh yeah, I recently put an 8-speed Alpine on my pub bike. I'm like,
oh god.
Well, that takes it to about $400 at least.
But I mean, this bike is going to be so cool. I started with a felt Maxwell cruiser frame that's like brushed aluminum. Just so super sexy. And the perfect, like, cantilever style Schwinn Stingray, you know, design.
Yeah. I like to call it the paperboy bike.
Yeah. Except style. It didn't quite fit my long gangliness when it was a paperboy bike. So I put a banana seat on it.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, and a Springer fork. And some ape hangers.
So we're up to about $600. Cool.
Yeah, way past. And an 8-speed internal hub and a dynamo front fork.
$1,500.
Yeah, dynamo front hub, right?
Hub, I'm sorry, yeah, because I got to have headlights as soon as I pedal because I want to roll like that on this bike. And a hydraulic disc brake is going on the front end of it. I got a coaster on the rear.
So... What's the here's a new term is like when you
no but you know what, I don't ride to bars anymore, so it doesn't matter.
When you take your pub crawler to that point beyond, there should be a word for it.
Stupid.
See, because I see like the ultimate pub crawler as what you throw away at the bike shop,
right,
is what I would turn into my pub crawler, and the more hideous looking it is. So here's what I'm thinking, a mixty or step through frame, first of all, because what self respecting hood is going to jack your bike? And it's a step through. It's like, oh yeah, I got my skirt on, so I want to steal this step through or mixty bike.
Mixty's a cool looking rolling though. Down the road.
So that's the first thing is. Theft deterrent through it just being kind of super knobby. So all of that horrible Magna, all of those bikes, I think are prime. You need to be able to ride 5 miles each way and just get there. So for your terrain, you know, if you're tilly, gears would probably be a good idea, but friction gears.
I don't agree that it should be a department store bike. No one should have to put themselves through that kind of misery, especially intoxicated.
But what if it's from the 40s? Like a nice J.C. Higgins.
Well, that's a different era of department store.
See, and also then, you know, then the fear of it's like a one of a kind, then it's vintage.
Well, yeah. But
right. Goes back to my dilemma.
That would be my pub. Could you just flip those bars upside down?
Oh, and that's another thing is, you know, Schwinn Varsity with the handlebars upside down. It's like the DUI bike.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
So, I see what you're saying.
Turn a Varsity into something cool if you really worked at it,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, and it would.
Drilled a million holes in it.
It would go no matter what.
I mean, it's going to get you there.
I think you just have to drink enough that you just don't care. You'd be like, oh, this bike sucks on the way there. But you'd be like, oh.
No. Come on. We've all seen that guy who's just kind of slumped over that bike. And you don't know how his legs are even moving. But he's going. I mean, he's going up a hill, too. But he's just on autopilot, just cranking through. And that's my pub crawler, single speed, coaster brake, fucking wobbly wheels, just so you can say, oh, officer, the fucking wheels are wobbly as shit. Of course I'm not going straight.
Hey, we're in Wisconsin, where I think it is actually legal to ride your bike and be intoxicated.
Really?
Moved
here, but this
don't
is
quote me on that.
Interesting.
Someone Google that.
I'm from Illinois.
In Illinois, so you can get a DUI on a bike, a horse, lawnmower.
You can walk and get a DUI in Illinois.
They frown on fun over there, where there's too many people to have fun.
Nine.
No fun for you.
No.
So
Evan, I'm with you on the single speed, but no coaster brake, just front brake, because there's nothing better than being mildly intoxicated and flying over the bars, and then jumping up right afterwards because you're okay.
I got it.
Well, see, I've been digging on a coaster brake lately because it kind of segues into another interest of mine that sprung up, which is having a D bike, which, you know, everybody's talking e-bikes. I don't want my bike powered by electricity, but I'm open to it being powered by my dog. And so this is, I found out this is a thing.
Right? Dog joring.
Yes. Or, yeah. And with fat bikes, no less. There's a kennel up there in, I believe, Maine. And they get down with it. And
I have a setup for my dogs.
Do you?
And they'll pull me for a couple of blocks, and then they're like, oh.
Well, yeah, your dogs are not like pullers, right? They kind of like want to chill.
Yeah. But
you gotta have the right dog.
Is that out the front of the bars, like a kind of like a webbing?
Well, I was experimenting with different ways to do it. I mean, the people in that kennel were using it like a body harness to themselves and then going to the dog, which is sort of trying.
I have a harness that goes from the top tube and sticks out from your head tube.
Okay.
And it's kind of like heavy duty plastic. It's almost like a floor hockey stick.
Yeah.
That has Velcro that Velcros it on there. And then there's a stretchy lead that you use off of that. And that stretchy lead actually allows the dog, when he takes off, mm-hmm. to have just a little bit of dampening in that jerk. So it works.
That would
really
be good,
well.
Because I was kind of using a primitive method of like looping a leash onto itself and then tying another leash onto that, so I almost had like a rein system, like a horse reins, where I could
always have to worry about kind of the front wheel.
Yeah, you know? I mean, she was out far enough because it was two leashes, but this way, you know, I could kind of like let go of some slack if something weird happened and stop in time.
So D-bikes.
It takes some training. I mean, you know, you don't just automatically get a D-bike going, right? You gotta kind of work your dog into it.
Right, you didn't just jump on a bike and be able to ride it, so
no,
you
exactly.
can't expect your dog to figure out how to pull you on one.
Right, but practice is perfect.
Squirrel!
That's the worry. Into traffic.
The turbo load. That's what I always worried about, especially I...
That's why I have the hydraulic front brake.
Yeah, coaster brake, that back tire's just sliding. Yeah. No!
I have those two huge dogs, and I'll take one at a time. And the brakes and my weight are fine, but if I took both of them and they wanted to go, I don't think I could stop them before they dragged me for quite a ways. Uncle Gomez.
Probably better than to have it attached to your bike and not your person in case you fell off your bike and your dogs were strong enough to continue pulling.
Oh, yeah.
And just slid you Mussolini style
across.
You're just
getting dragged. You're hanging out of the fucking handlebars behind you. It is like, oh, God.
Wow, we digressed.
How do we get from pub crawlers to
dog crawlers? To dog. It's not that far of a stretch. Especially if you...
What if you lose your dog at the bar?
Well, that's a country song.
So
only if you also lose your wife.
We talked about locking up our bikes. Now, on my pub crawler, I would use something that probably somebody with a wire cutter could cut. It's just something to lock up your skis from back in the 90s. But if you're gonna lock up your bike, I now have one of those Abus, like
a Rector linked,
right? Yeah. Folding ruler.
Yeah, folding ruler. That's a good description. What are you guys using?
I have throwing stars.
I am man after my own heart.
How do you lock those?
Pretty fucking accurate, up to about 30 yards. So you better be quick.
So no lock. You just ninja.
Yeah,
I'll just ninja throw sharpened
shit out of you.
Sharpened washers at people.
Yeah.
Well, in a similar vein, I have one of those kryptonite chains. That's like covered in the
New York chain. Yeah.
It's not quite the New York. I think maybe a couple steps below. It's tough enough to
the
be
Hoboken.
A serious weapon, a flail, if you will.
Yeah.
You know.
I know that's what J.K. Liven uses. One of those big chains.
No.
And Dave.
Back when I had my pub crawler, before it turned into a carbon cyclocross bike.
Yeah.
Carbon. How that happens.
Carbon.
This is the problem when you work in the bike industry. It's just, you know, you can't resist.
Steel frame, single speed, you know. I could replace every part on it for $100. But I used just a combo lock. Thicker one is probably a half-inch thick cable lock. But now I don't ride to the bar because I can't, because I sold that bike.
And you don't have any kind of vintage cruiser or anything? Oh, Dave.
No.
When was the last time you derbied, Dave? I think we're going to have to go to a meeting together.
Teach your children.
I may have sat out of the last two derbies I could have been a part in.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Carbon bike.
I derbied in those.
Yeah. Fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucked up Byron's bike on the last derby we were in.
Byron needs a new bike.
At 907, I fucking tattooed it. It was one of those moments you get where you track stand and you're like, I got it. Like you mouse trap down on whatever's next to you. Yeah, my brake lever.
Took out some spokes.
No, it took off some paint.
Yeah.
Well, you know. I think the last bike I derbied in was Hank.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good derbying bike.
It is. That's a great bike.
Yeah, I love that bike.
And it was an indoor derby, no less.
Oh, nice. Oh, man, I got taken out a bunch of times that night, but twice really hard on concrete. The bucket ball. Oh, my God. Oh, Spinner Ryerson.
You can listen to that whole event if you scroll down on the radio link.
Oh, yeah. Show number 100. Oh,
I want to see Spinner Derby on that big fat dummy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we should talk a little bit about big fat dummy last weekend. He had Kelsey Walsh and
24 pack of beer.
And another young lady named Whitney. On top of a archery target deer on the back of the big dummy. And both of them had full cups of beer, and they're drinking. And then you just see they start to slide off. Oh. They're trying to save the beer. I think Kelsey saved the beer. I think Whitney wore the beer. Uh-oh. Oh, whoa. My God.
What happened?
Lightning strike.
Just aliens. Don't worry about it.
Oh, crud.
Fuck.
Thunder, snow outside.
Flicker screen.
Computer. I know things now.
We should probably take a break and hit save though, at some point.
Yeah. So this is the Black Ribbon Bike Hour, and you're not.
Suckers.
There is someone out there who loves you, but she's locked up in your garage. This is Dwayne, service manager at Zion Cyclery. It's springtime and your bicycle needs love and attention. Bring her to me. I will start by getting her all wet. We will clean all her crevices with our finest degreaser and use any tool to make her happy. I'm a very gentle man and I use plenty of lubrication. Spring tune-up, just $75 plus parts. Visit Zion Cyclery.
You're tuned to Black Ribbon Bicycle Hour.
Word on the street.
Word.
And now we go to our new Carmen San Diego thing segment. It's a word on the street. So, gentlemen, what's the word on the street?
Word.
So, this week we heard the first rumblings of a new fat suspension fork entering the market. From what we gather, and granted the details are incomplete, but it appears to be the real deal. And it's headed towards fat bikes everywhere this fall, maybe sooner, maybe later, sometime.
Yeah, this well-known company that rhymes with Ballyhoo is releasing a 34mm Stanction fat fork. So those of you who think that bigger is better, this new fork has mastodon tusk-sized stanchions.
Granny goo.
No, it's a man of goo.
Oh.
The man of goo glamathon, or maybe a massive prawn.
Yeah, supposedly the ban the fool past the dawn is stiffer than a Bluto with 34mm stanchions.
And supposedly it also sports an air spring lockout and more clearance than a Bluto.
Where's my thong?
Unnamed sources at the Borg have told me that it was frickin' wide.
How wide was it?
It was so frickin' wide that you could put a Bluto inside of it.
Oh, shit.
Bam.
Just kidding. I might be exaggerating or paraphrasing, or I might have been talking about my fetish lifestyle there.
Could be spot on.
Or all of the above.
No, I'm just stoked that there's a new fat fork that's entering the market.
Yeah, so despite our play on words, apparently there was no disclaimer that this information that came to us from, I don't know where.
The
T-Rex.
T-Rex. this dinosaur Chris, we know.
Chris just gave me a panicked look like, don't say it!
I wasn't really paying attention.
I may have missed. No, there's a spider that just came down right in front of his face. That was perfect timing.
I may have misinterpreted your expression, but I didn't panic much. So it's the Manitou
Mastodon.
Metal. Made for the 27.5 by 80 millimeter fat wheel.
Correct.
So not only is it wide, but it's got to be tall.
It's tall and wide.
And squishy.
But only 80 millimeters of travel is what you said, right?
It'll do 80 or 120. I assume there's probably something in between as well, but at least... Hmm. The specs I was told or saw or told saw.
Well, they're probably going 80 because of the 27.5 wheel.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Right.
So air sprung.
So on a, you know, presumably on a fully sprung fat bike, the 120, and on a hard tail, 80. The 80.
Gotcha.
Bam.
I like the idea of a 34 stanchion. A little more fitting to a larger frame. See what kind of weight penalty it might pay, if any.
Bring with it.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming, so that's discouraging. Does that make me a Luddite that I don't want suspension forks to be on every fat bike that's on a bike shop floor?
No. No, we've seen a split, you know, trend. There's certain people that are... There's people that are using their fat bikes in different ways.
Oh, yeah.
And so typically I tell someone, if you really want to just kind of replace your mountain bike and ride real rough terrain and kind of treat this thing like a downhill machine and go crazy, yeah, Bluto's are awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, just ride rigid. If you like want to ride trails, man.
You can do that too, but not everyone's a fucking man, Evan.
wouldn't women also benefit from a rigid
luckily,
ride?
From rigids? Yes, yes, women would benefit from rigids.
I don't know. Maybe we should get a woman on the show and ask her. We just had Wanda on the show.
Call her back.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Or we will have Wanda, depending on how I edit this later.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's the time rip.
Continue.
Let's
watch out for the wormhole.
Do the time
That's
warp.
Right. It's totally again. Friday.
So I'm not a fan of right. of just suspension forks proliferating wildly, but I like the idea of another one to push the engineering and handling envelope. It's nice to see, you know, when RockShox finally allowed something more than an RL damper in there.
Nothing will make RockShox put a Pike cartridge in Bluto 2 or whatever, Bluto V2.0, than Manitou coming out with a fork that is their competition.
Exactly.
So it's the American way or something like that. Competition, whatever.
Cage match.
Yeah, well, you can look forward to a Ban the Fool Pastodon versus Sprockblocks Cluto.
Free trade, fair trade, whatever.
That's what I get for trying to...
Big forks for big dorks.
Oh my god. Yeah. So I might be spending a little time on one of those Loif forks. coming up here.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah. I like those.
Me too. Only because I rode your bike and I was like, that rides very nice.
Right? Silky.
I want to try that. You let me borrow that bike. We got to do a switch bike on the next beach ride.
In Fork News, the folks at Wren had a couple of fascinating press releases come out. They have a distributor in France. So if you listen to the show and you're over there in France, you'll soon be able to buy a Wren fork in France. Fatback Bicycles just announced that all of their forks are going to be Wrens. They're going to sell those Rhinos and Corvi and Skookums with Wrens. And I believe it's the 130-mile version of the ITI. The guy that the Foes Mutz is named after, his last name is Mutz, came in second on a full suspension Foes Mutz, riding a Wren fork on the front of it.
Oh,
no joke.
And a brown jacket. No.
Tweed.
So, while we're on this subject, it is Wednesday night. And right before it's Friday morning, but we record this on Wednesday night, a snowy Wednesday night.
Out of nowhere.
Jay Peterberry is winning the 350-mile. He's got, last report I got, he had like 20 miles left to go. He had a 15-mile lead. So it looks like Jay Peterberry is going to win another ITI 350.
So, maybe there's a reason you liked my bear grease so much.
There you go. And Neil Beltchenko is in second place, and who is in third place? Oh, Fatback Rider.
Boop, 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 boop.
I can't count. Tim Burnson.
Tim Burnson is in third place. So that's it's going to be seem like old news because you can be like, yeah, that was like 3 days ago, Gomez. But
it's exciting now.
It's exciting now to us.
It's live.
I'm excited. So what else we have to say about forks? Anything? Anybody ridden the RST fork?
No.
No.
Never even seen one, actually, outside of pictures.
Yeah, they sent us one. I had one in my hands, and it's super wide. But the tester that wrote the review for the site is in Hawaii. So we don't hang out as much as the four of us do.
Yeah.
How about the next show is in Hawaii?
Or we all get forks.
We can't even get the damn hot tub filled.
Damn it, Chris.
I have failed.
But he spayed the dog.
Stay tuned. Hey, I'm just trying to build. I'm trying to, build the anticipation of four middle-aged guys in a tub.
I have cornrowed my shoulder hair for that episode. The last month.
Okay.
So
we'll get there.
Yeah.
We're expanding beyond fat bikes, so that's perfectly.
Well, the way the weather's going, it'll be, it's like 20 outside today. It's going to be 40 tomorrow, 70 the next day, 30 the next day, and then like 90 next Wednesday. So
we're living
a week.
We're living in a simulation.
The simulation's broken for sure. Man. Somebody blowing the Atari.
Wow.
It's not working.
Damn it. Bang on it.
It is going to be 60 on Sunday. We should probably go ride bikes on the beach. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that could work, maybe.
I want to ride again.
Evan.
Small humans got you down?
The horror.
I've ridden my bike twice in 2 months.
Last weekend was pretty damn good.
That was fun.
Oh, man.
The Yeti was great.
So Evan and I are just a few days past. I tried to look at results to see if Beth and I came in dead last. I'd like to think that we were dead last.
There's results. I didn't.
Yeah. Well, they had awards and results, and
yeah,
I took the big fat dummy for a ride during the awards. That was kind of nice.
That was a blast.
And then I handed it off to Byron. So yeah, if you would have gone to the Yeti, you'd have been able to ride a big fat dummy probably with a styrofoam deer strapped to the back.
With two people's strapped to that.
I don't think they were strapped on there. They fell off pretty easily. So why don't we do this? Why don't we do a really good station break? Are you ready? Go! Do you remember where you're at and what show we're doing?
I'm lost.
You're listening to the Black Ribbon Bike Hour.
You're listening to the Black Ribbon Bike Hour.
It's Fat Bike Radio. You're not. Beers and beer, beers and beer.
Beers and beer, beers and beer, beers and beer, beers and beer. Beers and beer.
Where's your beer?
Beer?
Beer? Where's your beer?
Beer? Beers and beers, beers and beers, beers and beers, beers and beers.
Where's your beer?
Where's your beer?
The following is a public service announcement about beards and beardology.
Beards and Beer is brought to you by Mountaineer Brand Beard Oil.
Mountaineer is dedicated to simplicity and value. They use top quality, 100% natural ingredients, and never add chemicals, fragrances, or gnomes. Unless they're A-plus high-grade gnomes, that is. Mountaineer Brand allows you to experience luxury product without the big price tag.
It's G51 beard oil. It's designed by the government. 100% non-paranoid. MountaineerBrand.com.
So I was stroking my beard the other day.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
What's new?
We'll get to his name later in the segment.
Thought to myself, have I ever been around a bunch of fucking assholes? Like you guys.
Maybe.
But have I ever been prejudged for having such a damn fine beard?
Is that boy Amish?
That's the whitest Muslim I've ever seen.
Did you show up in a horse and buggy, dude?
I didn't think the Amish used cell phones.
Have any of you ever been in any interesting situations just because of your beard?
Once or twice.
The only time I see other long beards, silverbacks, old dudes with unkempt facial goat growths is in the grocery store. And, of course, I just play it cool, and I'm just like, don't make eye contact. Because, you know, if we were like mountain goats, if we made eye contact, we'd all of a sudden be posturing up, making our chest big, turning our heads, and then we'd suddenly run toward each other with our carts, bashing our carts into each other repeatedly. Back, snort, paw at the linoleum, posture up, bash into this.
Grab some clementines.
Until
cottage cheese everywhere.
Until
watch out for the spicy
one
mustard.
Of us would have to leave the aisle or in certain circumstances the entire store. But you know, thank God, you know, that doesn't happen.
That's Aldi on a Thursday night.
Other than that,
the one cashier.
Beards are just 100% peachy. Peach fuzzy.
I don't get carded when I grow out my, oh my God, I'm old beard. Because, yeah, those days are gone, apparently. Well, so is that discrimination? Age discrimination? You know. Although in this town, you have to be like 40 and still show your ID.
Now, the law specifically states it doesn't matter what your age is. You have to be carded for alcohol. So it could be 103.
It's
and
in the
they
Bible.
Have to...
It's right there. Matthew.
Leviticus.
2 something.
We're talking about Illinois again, right?
Yeah.
Zion specifically.
That's why.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Well, that does keep people safer.
Right.
I miss Wyoming with the drive-through liquor stores.
Those pesky infants from buying liquor.
Top shelf.
There are drive-through liquor stores in Illinois.
Southern Illinois.
No. There's one very close to here, near DeKalb. Oh. I know because I may have driven through it.
There used to be one right by Kettle.
There's one at Kenosha, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not Illinois.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I'm not in Illinois anymore.
You live in Lake County. You're up here in Lake County where every gas station is a beer shop. So, I mean, come on, man. Yeah. Get out your car. You're pumping gas anyway.
You can get live bait, too.
Not like in Michigan, though.
Fishing.
In Michigan,
they
got party stores where you could buy a Tombstone pizza. You could get bait. You could get ammunition. In fact, like the party store I used to go to, they didn't just sell like boxes of ammunition. You could buy 1.38 or 1.9mm.
I'm having a rough case tonight. Goddamn night. I just need one.
I need a dollar.
Actually, give me three. I'm going to be 20 minutes late for my curfew. You better give me 3 9mm. One for the warning shot. I don't know what the other two are for. I don't want to think about it.
Hey, wait. Is there a we're still in the beards.
We're in beards, beard, and
three
bullets.
Beers here in front of me for like ever.
Oh, hey.
They're getting warm.
There are beers.
We should probably drink some beardage.
We can split the Bungage segment in half and just beardage crack these and then talk about the kung fu flip side of beards and beer. Or the,
the good and the bad about beards.
Right.
There's no bad about beer because it's the cause of and solution to all of life's problems, if I may quote Homer Simpson.
Well, I now have regained my long, luxurious locks, so a beard does prevent, hey ma'am, from happening in said grocery stores. Apparently I'm the tall, wide-chested, strapping shoulder woman
East
type.
German gymnast. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes?
She's beautiful.
I just want rotisserie chicken.
Look at the shape on that pole vaulter.
So now I just look like a roadie.
There's like serious double triple entendre in that one. Crap. So our beer butler, our beer sommelier, our beer guy, Dave, is now decanting an ale, it looks like, with Chris's favorite color on the label.
Yeah, baby Trek blue.
So, you know.
I say that out loud, I'm sorry. Okay.
So, of course, for, you know, the past several months, it's been cold and snow. No, it hasn't been snowy. It's just been cold. And, you know, we've been partaking in, you know, 13 to 18% barrel-aged, you know, mind erasers.
Mm-hmm.
And we hit almost, 65, 70 last week, 2 weeks ago. And right. So my mind changed to something other than a barrel-aged beer. And so I procured a nice local Milwaukee beer, Lakefront's Smash Ale. It's actually a new beer by them. And for those of you playing at home with your homebrew kit, this one is brewed only with Vienna malt and the very chic and aptly named lemon drop hops. Because it's, you know, lemony. Nice, refreshing beer. I think it's like 5.2%.
I'm going to stick my nose in it first.
I'm just going to drink it. Skull, you fucker.
Yeah. Cheers.
Wasn't this originally supposed to be a scotch tasting segment?
All right.
Save the scotch.
So when we
for later.
Talked about this new show, what was it, about 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I had just cracked open a very nice bottle of Balvenie 12-year-old double wood scotch.
Is that here?
86 proof, single malt.
Yeah, oh, aged in two different barrels.
One barrel every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right, and Sunday. And then they switch it to another barrel on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and alternating Saturdays.
So, yeah, we had our...
And people say they can't find work.
We had our little board meeting, and we're like, oh, yeah, this would be a great thing for it. And like, yeah, it's good. It's tasty. I just cracked it open. Turns out there's exactly 2 weeks worth of sipping in that. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks yesterday. So, yeah.
Is that why we're going to have to eat your liver? Just kidding.
It's fatty and it goes well on crackers.
Yeah. Cannibalism.
It's kind of like when you soak a watermelon on the 4th of July.
But having a liver with the fine Chianti.
Yeah, the new scotch segment might be next time.
Ball-shaped spoon. I do have some bullet rye upstairs if we take a proper commercial break where we don't sit there for 3 seconds and then re-record. We could imbibe.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. So, you guys liking this beer?
Yeah, actually.
It's nice.
It's tasty.
Is it lemony?
It is. Like I said, it's aptly named.
It's got a freshness to it.
Which would be even fresher if it wasn't 20 fucking degrees out. Out of nowhere.
It's like a Johnson's coming through. Johnson's truck full of Windex collided across the interstate with a Pabst truck. Actually, that would be horrible. No, it tastes much better than that.
Jesus.
I did hop on the...
Hey, your windshield would be really
Gomez
nice.
Gomez is going down.
If you drove through, you know. Splash! Oh, did I get hit with Windex on my windshield? Fuck yeah. Sweet.
I-90. Big Windex spiel. I think I ran into that on my way here. Honest to God. I'm not kidding you.
One of my wiper squirters stopped working on the way here. It's fantastic fucking timing. Of course, yeah, it's the driver's side.
The one time it snowed in 2 months.
That doesn't want to work. Yeah. thank you, Honda. But I digress.
So back to beards.
Oh, yeah.
Beards and beer.
Let's see. We started off talking about... did we talk about
me
benefits?
Me being mistaken for a woman.
Oh, detriments. Yes, detriments.
Yeah. Lady beards. Grocery stores.
I'm constantly mistaken for a full-fledged metalhead.
Oh, yeah.
Because, of course, my head is shaved because I can't grow hair up there, so I just cut my losses, and literally. Mm-hmm. And
but that's the way to rock it in metal if you can't grow long hair. I mean, it's the show, like, dude, I am totally metal, you know. Check out this Satan beard.
Even when I listen to Engelbert Humperdinck or...
Well, that's your problem.
You don't have any tattoos, though.
I don't.
You need to get yourself a nice neck tattoo.
or skull
exclude
tattoo.
Yourself from any future jobs you might have.
When you're getting that philosophy professor interview and roll up with a spider web on the side of your neck. Yeah.
That'll definitely seal the deal.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. It's Cassie coming into the
my wife.
And welcome to the studio.
We're live to our one listener.
Yes.
How's it going?
All right.
We are just about ready to take a break.
Sweet. We shall do that. Should I play some outro music? Yes, I should. Here we go. You're listening to Bike Black Ribbon Radio. Did I say that right? Probably not.
Probably not.
Radio.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Wanda Kennedy from Q7.
What, now or later? Or previous?
Soon.
Future?
Time warp. Black Ribbon Time Warp.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We have the Wanda Kennedy, who runs a convent for Q7 women there in Iowa. And if you've ever met Wanda, you'll remember Wanda, because she is just an awesome lady. And she's here to talk to us about the Tweed Ride, which I actually got to go to a couple of years ago, and I'm sure it's gotten incredibly more awesome since then. So why don't you tell us about that?
So I started a Tweed Ride in Iowa City about 6 years ago. This will be our 6th year.
Wow.
You dress up in 1920s, 1930s style clothing, tweed, argyle, plaid. And we're just going bar to bar. It's less than 10 miles. And just have a good time. There's a donation registration for it's a fundraiser for the Johnson County Trail Foundation.
Oh, cool.
In Iowa City, the trail system there. This is our, last year was our biggest year. There was about 100 people that came. So each year it's just has been increasing in size.
And what's the date this year?
April 1st.
April 1st. So in April Fool's Day, do 7
no
to
kidding.
8, right?
April 1st.
And
starting at 9:30 in the morning, and we're going to probably go till 2 a.m.
I know.
No, that's not true.
The last one,
like 4 a.m. The one, 6 a.m. It just keeps going.
The one that I went to, Adam Blake got his bike stolen. It was complete mayhem. I think that's I've said this before. There's a bar at the top of a hill. I think it's called the Hilltop. I think that's the drunkest I have ever been in public. Holy crap.
Well, we have a buddy that could beat you. We stopped at one bar, and he couldn't ride his bike. So a friend pushed it alongside his bike, and we put that person in the burly. And my friend, Carter, pedaled him to the next stop. And then the next stop, after he went on the next leg, he parked and left his bike wherever it was and walked home. So he lost his bike.
Oh, man. Well, we have a segment in this week's show about pub crawling bikes. So maybe we haven't recorded it yet. So we're going to have that whole time criterium. Oh, Rickyism right there. I did it. Sorry.
Done it.
So, Evan wants to ask you a question about a letter and a number.
Well, yeah, Q and 7. As somebody who has no idea anything about it, can you just explain a little bit to me what that is?
Yeah, Q7 is my company out of Iowa City. It stands for Quality Gear for the Sphere, all 7 continents. There's all sorts of apparel, casual wear, your spandex for your spandex needs, work shirts, socks, water bottles, just a little bit of everything.
So it's all performance oriented, along with a casual line of quality gear.
You got it.
Nice, excellent.
So the other thing that we're curious about, Wanda, is I know that Q7, you're regional legends, and you go to a lot of events. What is the top 5 events for 2017? Q7's top 5 events.
All right. So for your bucket list, you need to come to a Tweed Ride.
Okay.
They're everywhere. There's a outstanding one in Dubuque as well as Iowa City. DFB had the one in Dubuque. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Dirty Frank.
Rag Rye, of course.
Oh, yeah. I've never been to Rag Rye.
What?
I know.
Oh, you have to go to Rag Rye. It's amazing. The ride across Iowa. Gnome Fest, of course.
Oh,
you're missing out on life if you do not go to Gnome Fest.
I've been to a few of those.
Dinglecross.
Oh,
great, cyclocross race in Iowa City. That's awesome. Benefits the children's hospital. And 24 hours of coming, Iowa. Gravel grinder race is awesome. Those are my 5.
Wow. That's
coming.
I'm speechless.
24 hours.
So, tell me about Dinglecross this year. It used to be always on Thanksgiving weekend. Is it? But last year it was when it was warmer, right?
Right.
What's the date?
Or
do you know? Putting you on the spot.
Man, I think it's in September. Ooh, I don't have the exact date for you.
But it's early again.
But it's September again this year. Yeah. Yep.
Right on. Okay.
Yep.
Sounds like I got to go to
World Cup again.
Oh, wow.
Last year was the first year that it they qualified to be a World Cup. So they got it again this year. So they had to move it forward to accommodate that planning schedule.
Right. America has been getting a lot of World Cup UCI cycling action. Just the Trek World Headquarters, there's going to be one there this year. And the Black Urban Bike Hour will be there to cover it.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They believe in that kind of stuff.
Find us face down in a ditch somewhere.
So let's recap your top five. Your top five is Tweed Ride. Not necessarily even your Tweed Ride. Just go to a Tweed Ride because it was fun. You drink, you dress up. I mean,
that sounds
does it get any better awesome. Than you ride bikes? It's kind of fun. That's the formula for fun. A formula for fun. And then it was Ragbri in the number four slot. Gnome Fest, right in the super sexy Lucky Pierre middle. And then the Jingle Cross. Jingle. Almost the winner, and the winner is 24 Hours
Coming.
Wow.
Yep, it's a good race.
Fantastic. Well,
good race.
Wanda, you have been the best guest this show has ever had.
Ever.
Oh, shut up.
Well, it's the premiere episode of the show. Oh. So, you know. Number one.
Well, way to set the bar.
Thinking of me.
Yeah, yeah. And don't be a stranger. Don't get any stranger. And say hello to all my Iowa City friends. And who knows? Maybe you'll see me in a tweed pair of knickers there joining you for your tweed ride. That sounds
That'd be
like
awesome.
Fun.
Would love to see you again. It's been a while.
I know. Right on. Well, farewell, Wanda.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You're tuned to Black Ribbon Bicycle Hour.
You've entered the Black Ribbon Safety Meeting. This week, on the Safety Meeting, we're going to teach you about the Dutch Reach.
It doesn't sound dirty at all.
You know,
Dave's scrolling, scrolling, scrolling.
Dave's
scrolling,
doing the Dutch Reach with his phone.
I probably shouldn't mention this to our listener, but back in the late 90s, I tried the Dutch Reach a couple times back during my experimental phase.
So it was all right.
Before we've all been to Amsterdam. It's cool. It's fine.
Before this gets too. Like anything could be too homoerotic, but the Dutch Reach is just using your passenger side hand, reaching across your body and opening your door, which turns your whole body towards your blind spot so you can see the cyclist that's there careening toward you, trying to scar you.
While the cyclist is yelling, Strava-ing!
And they should be yelling, Dutch Reach! So there'll be a video in the show notes that...
How to open your car door with the other hand.
Yes.
It's quite complicated. Yes. Watch the video, people. It's really... It takes skill to master
opening the one thing you have to remember is across the body.
Right, right. So, like, you know, teach your kids this. This is a good thing if you're a cyclist and, you know. It's another one of those ways that parents can drive their kids crazy, too. You're not Dutch reaching!
Shut up, Dad. I hate to. I'll Dutch reach you. Teach your kids to Dutch reach, parallel park, and fucking derby.
There we go. Parting words of wisdom.
No, I have a friend in... Brooklyn about 10 years ago who got doored and lost all of his front teeth.
Oh,
Not good.
It wasn't pleasurable, and I bet she has wasn't nice, cheap either.
I bet she has nice straight teeth now, though.
That he does, after, you know, $30,000 worth of dental work.
Because he was like, ah!
That's like a C-class in your face, man. All right.
He could have paid off his student loans, but instead he has shiny teeth.
I would have bought another bike. I would have fucking ditched the teeth. Ice cream and Slurpees and blender and
entourage,
a bunch
bicycles.
Of fucking Pugsleys.
You can't say Evan without teeth. It come out like
Evan.
Okay, Evan.
Evan. That would be bad.
Whatever.
You know what I've got to tell you, my friend? Our show this evening is in brought to you by the Box, Port, and Chaos of Surly Bikes. You and other people and the other people can learn more about bikes, parts, chaos, dogs, cats. Where?
Well, goldfish, rats.
SurlyBikes.com. That's our show.
Hey, you've been listening to the Black Ribbon Bike Hour, a production of Fat Bike Radio, broadcast on the Pirate Cycling Network. Check us out at fat-bike.com or on iTunes.
Fortunately, sitting here in the vestibule to hell, El Nino can't get to us. However, El Diablo stops by from time to time. While Satan, or Pete as we know him, isn't necessarily the bad guy he's made out to be, Pete can still be a real dick.
And because the damn screen door is broken, Pete is going to walk right in and demand the damn scotch, which we clearly don't have, Dave.
Scotch!
So while we still have a chance to hop on our hydro bikes and spin across the River Styx to evade our crazy-ass neighbor Pete, we will. Later.
Hydrobikes.com.
Satanbikes.com.
Yeah, hell.com.
Black Ribbon Bike Hour.
Fuck, you guys are scary.
I ran younger, but I was in the back of a city with masks and English.